Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Either way, changing the subject, also something that I think raises our blood pressure a little bit, is when we can't really trust, or we can't seem to trust, what is said by politicians, by people in positions of office. Eastern Cape Premier Oscar Mabuyane intends challenging a forensic report implicating him in fraud and a fraud scandal at the University of Fort Hare. He was responding to a News 24 report that he attempted to obtain a master's and a PhD from the university despite not meeting the minimum requirements. So that's not the first time that we've come across this type of situation, and it is problematic. It is very problematic. We need to find a way. This has been going on for years, that we don't seem to be able to trust the CVs of many people in public service. Songezo Zibi, author and leader of Rise Mzansi, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm just a little bit chilly, but I'm okay, thank you. As okay as we all can be under the circumstances.
Right, because it's chilly. And we have Eskom presenting, and the ANC together presenting us a flavor of winter that we really could do without. So yeah, South Africans are just a little bit negative at the moment, not feeling great. And then we come across stories of people in public positions who have problematic CVs. How do we deal with this?
You know, this is a symptom of something bigger, which is, I think it's, a lot of people are fake at the moment in politics, by the way, I think, in that insincerity is the one thing that, that gives you a leg up. And in some instances, it makes you popular. People tell blatant lies. And they inflate their contribution to many, many things. And I think in the Eastern Cape in particular, it's symptomatic of a long-standing issue. I am from the Eastern Cape.
Right.
And this is an old thing. You've had ghost employees in the Eastern Cape. You've had people getting promotions when they didn't deserve them because they paid bribes and so on. So there is a very deep-seated issue with corruption in the Eastern Cape in government, institutionalized corruption, going back to the homeland days. So sadly, it doesn't surprise me in that respect. But we have to fight against these things and build new political cultures and just social pressure for this sort of thing to be unacceptable.
You know what's so interesting to me is I hover in the space of marketing quite a lot, and the one thing that I see in the commercial world, in the business world, is that authenticity is a massive value. So if I'm trying to, and we see this, by the way, so we see this in America where you've got a beer putting out a commercial, an advert with a transgender person. Why has there been the reaction? Because it's not authentic to the brand. So consumers often demand authenticity, and authenticity is very powerful. We accept imperfect because we can relate to real. And yet somehow in South African politics, we don't present that. We try and create this image of perfection amongst our politicians that doesn't exist, isn't real, and often comes crashing down. Why do you think that is?
It's a new thing, by the way. So, you know, let's take the Oscar Mabuyane example. Mm. I mean, it's a new thing, at least in my own lifetime. Let me put it like that. Because I wasn't here forever. So it's a new thing in my lifetime. So let me give a couple of examples. So we all knew that Mbazima Shiloa was a security guard at the Star. And then he became a trade unionist. He was a shop steward initially, became a trade unionist, became highly successful as a trade unionist, and became premier of Gauteng. And I think he was actually very successful as the premier of Gauteng. Some things were forgotten now. Gauteng was the first province to offer ARVs. The Gautrain was called the Shiloa Express, if you remember.
Yes, right? Yes.
So we knew that this guy doesn't have metric, But we could see how he engages with policy issues.
And that's exactly the point. We didn't judge him for it because
he's eloquent.
Right.
He's smart. Right. You could see, and it's great. Halima Motlanthe doesn't have a degree. Okay. Again, great guy.
Absolutely.
Right.
One of the heroes of South African politics, in my view. Sorry.
It's people who know they are imposters in general. And they look for something that is going to give them credibility because they know they shouldn't be there. And so they look for something extra that makes them look like they belong there. That's the Oscar Mabuyane issue. And anyone who fakes their qualifications, by the way, that's what it is.
Mm, that's so interesting. And I think you're right. And it goes back to the point I was making. We judge on the performance, and we judge on these things unless maybe, as you say, there's some form of imposter syndrome. Is the ANC, are our political parties taking a strong enough stand against this type of dishonesty?
No, they're not, by the way. And that is because a whole bunch of people in there are imposters themselves. Right. Right? So you can't ask imposters to to hold one another accountable.
Yeah, to govern another imposter, right? Yeah.
There'll be nobody left. And also these things tend to get weaponized now, right? Which is, because we call someone out for not having metric, and therefore, I mean, I'll give another example about Ivan Pillay or Pravin Gordhan. Let's say Pravin Gordhan. He's a pharmacist, okay? And he then ends up being finance minister, and everybody goes on and on about how underqualified he was. Well, Trevor Manuel was a civil technician.
Yeah. It's interesting because it isn't an issue provided you tell the truth. Because then, you perform.
By the way, nobody had raised an issue of Oscar Mabuyane's qualifications before, right?
That's interesting.
You understand? It was never an issue. So you sit there and you say, but dude, you didn't have to do this though. Like, why?
Yes.
And that's where the imposter syndrome thing comes in for me.
Very, very interesting. Do you think we'll eventually move to a more authentic type of government? So we also had this, I mean, it goes a bit deeper because under the Jacob Zuma era and until then, there was this whole concept within the ANC that you never spoke outside of the party. So you could deal with things within, you never spoke badly about the party from within. There was a certain way in which you protected the image of the party. But we've reached a situation that the party, for example, has it's one of the worst brands in the world at the moment, the ANC. But so that's changed. But what hasn't followed is a recognition that we can be honest with people and actually address some of these challenges.
I think we're going to need new political actors and a new culture of politics.
Right.
I've recently entered politics myself. And that's because my colleagues and I believe that you can't force people to be what they're not.
Correct.
In other words, we're never going to change the politicians we have. But those of us who look for a different future must be prepared to be the kind of politicians society deserves, right, or society should get. And I think that's what's going to change the issue. We notice in our community engagements that some people are very confused that we don't bring a string of promises to our meetings. Firstly, they don't believe the promises anyway, by the way, but they still want to hear
it. Right. So that's interesting. So they want them. They want them. But why is that? Do you think they want to be not deluded? I suppose, you know what, maybe what it is they want to know that there's hope. Maybe they want you to paint, maybe they want you to paint the picture of a beauty that can be.
No, of course. No, we do that. But yes, the discipline in the conversation, let me give you a typical question, which I think all politicians get. What's your plan for solving X?
Right. Okay. Load shedding. Yes, exactly. So, how are you solving it by Wednesday?
Actually, a hyper-local issue. Forget load shedding. A hyper-local issue. So you are in Umlaas.
Right.
And people are asking you how you could solve a hyper-local issue. And now, you know, like, I'm actually a policy wonk, so I can always give an answer to, like, 99% of the world's problems.
Right.
So I say, but then I usually I'll say, listen, I don't live in this community. I think the right thing to do is for you to say how this issue affects your life, and then we can have a conversation about what the right solution for this community is. Now, we spoke about authenticity earlier on,
yes.
Right? It really is the right thing to say when you respect voters, I think. But sometimes people look confused. They're like, how come you don't know? And then you have to have this conversation, which is when they start clapping. Which is, stop believing people who come to your community and tell you how they're going to solve your problems.
Even I love though that. They haven't
heard you yet. Stop doing it. I have to shout at them sometimes. Then they start clapping. Like, so we have to work hard to change the culture, to educate.
And we are part of the problem. Democracy. Voters are part of that problem. Always looking for outside solutions and heroes, maybe. I love this conversation. We do need to end it. Unfortunately, it is 8:48. Sonkiza Zibi, who is an author, he's a leader of Rise Mzanzi, talking to us about authenticity, about credibility, and how we change that.